From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Russia carried out more airstrikes in Syria Friday as a U.S.-led coalition urged Moscow to halt any attacks on the Syrian opposition and focus on Islamic State targets. The coalition posted a statement on the Turkish Foreign Ministry's website saying, quote, these military actions constitute a further escalation and will only fuel more extremism and radicalization. The coalition includes the U.S., Britain, Turkey, France, Germany, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia, which have been carrying out airstrikes against IS targets for about a year. Syrian Foreign Minister Waheed al-Mualem told the United Nations General Assembly in New York on Friday that airstrikes are useless unless they're conducted in cooperation with the Syrian army, the only force in Syria that is combating terrorism. The Russian Defense Ministry said Friday its warplanes flew 18 missions over a 24-hour period. Well, Russia's entrance to Syria's civil war has escalated tensions across the region, according to security analysts. VOA's Heather Murdock reports from Cairo.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russian airstrikes in Syria this week were aimed at Islamic State militants.
The goal is terrorism.
But who are people and who are terrorists in Syria depends on who you ask. Backers of President Bashar al-Assad often refer to all militant groups in Syria as terrorists. Russia is one of Assad's staunchest allies. Musa Shetawi is the director of the Center for Strategic Studies at the University of Jordan.
That report by Heather Murdock. This is VOA News. Investigators are attempting to determine why a lone gunman went on a shooting rampage at a local college in rural southern Oregon. Meanwhile, a shock community mourned the victims and comforted the survivors. Douglas County Sheriff John Hanlon told reporters in Eugene, Oregon, early Friday that investigators were at Umpqua Community College and the shooter's nearby apartment throughout the night. Hanlon told CNN investigators had spent the night trying to reach neighbors and friends of the shooter and that they were still processing evidence from the crime scene. Officials identified the gunman as 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer and said he opened fire at the college on Thursday. Authorities in Afghanistan say that at least 60 people have been killed and 466 wounded in the battle between government troops and the Taliban for control of the northern city of Kunduz. Continued clashes were reported overnight and Friday morning in and around the beleaguered city. President Ashraf Ghani announced late Thursday that Afghan security forces, after heavy fighting, recaptured most of Kunduz 3 days after the provincial capital fell to the Taliban. The United Nations Refugee Agency is reporting a noticeable drop this week in the number of migrants arriving in Greece due to bad weather conditions on the Mediterranean Sea. The UNHCR says only 1,500 migrants arrived in Greece Thursday in comparison to the recent average of 5,000 arriving daily via the Mediterranean. However, the downturn is not expected to last. UN Refugee Agency spokesman Adrian Edwards said any improvement in the weather is likely to bring another surge in arrivals.
People are moving through all these countries en route. Many of the problems still have to be addressed. There has to be proper, a united approach to all levels of managing this crisis. And there's lots more work still to be done.
The agency says it expects 700,000 migrants and refugees will reach Europe via the Mediterranean this year. Problems in the world economy appear to have sharply cut into U.S. economic growth. Employers in September hired tens of thousands fewer workers than forecasters had expected, while government numbers on job growth for August were revised sharply downward on Friday. And Israel has sent hundreds of troop reinforcements to the West Bank after Palestinian gunmen killed a Jewish couple in a drive-by shooting. Military sources say the assailants drove up alongside the Israeli vehicle and riddled it with bullets. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.